Will you count over there again? Let me see if I got the right volume.
Big time.
Will you say some numbers? Let me just say
1, 2, 3, 4.
That's fine. Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body, this area here?
Chest.
And what do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake?
Boat.
And if it's
bateau.
Pointed front, it's a bateau, okay.
Canoes.
Okay, and what do you call the cover for a pillow, the thing you slip over it?
Pillow slip.
And if it's that long one you told me yesterday, it was
pillow sham.
And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, well, that certainly is a pretty what of beads.
Pretty string.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other.
Well, we use, well, whipped him, but we say tore him up.
Tore him up or whipped him, either one. Okay, what do you call the back part of a man's legs when he is squatted down like this? That part back
now, that got us yesterday.
Yeah. And I asked you if you'd ever heard haunches or honkers or hunkers or any of those words, and you told me no, they didn't. You just didn't use them.
No, ma'am.
Okay, and if a person is wearing funny-looking clothes, you say he really looks
tacky.
And what do you call it if a woman is wearing her very best clothes? You say she really is.
Well, we usually say she's clean or either uptight.
Okay. And if it's a man, you'd say the same thing?
He's clean.
Well, does clean mean more than just not dirty there?
It means, well, it just means it's a word that gets off from the Pacific out in California. They never say looking good, but mostly say she's clean.
She's clean, uh-huh. Oh, have you traveled out there?
Yes, ma'am,
Have family out there?
I have a brother who works at Lockheed, and he's been there. Well, really, he's been there long enough to retire, but he just hangs on.
Well, that's interesting.
But he's younger than I.
I see. Well, what would your grandmother maybe have said if you were talking about somebody, look how somebody comes in all fixed up, or your mother, you remember how they might have said that?
She looks good.
Okay. You say she, well.
Sure looks good.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person who gets around very well? He certainly what
he
for his age?
He certainly is spry.
Okay. And what do you say about somebody who never wants to do any work?
Well, no good and lazy.
Okay. And what do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Peckerwood.
And what do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass? You said you use it for a fish bait?
Oh, hoppergrass.
Okay. And what do you call it when somebody or something goes out of control, like a car skidded and went this way, you might say?
I had a wreck or...
Okay. And what if maybe it didn't run into anybody and you finally got it back on the road, but just for a while it was just like that?
Skidded.
Okay. And what did you say about if something exploded? It exploded and things went... The pieces of metal just went...
Let me see. Now, what would we say about... Let me think a minute. If it exploded, it just went... It just burst into bits.
Okay. What do you call a little old dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in?
A haunted house.
And the spirits are called?
Haints. Well, ghosts, but, ghosts and haints, that's the same.
Okay.